Good evening. We are Flesh Wound Features, and we are here to cover the brand new, highly anticipated sequel, Bill and Ted Face the Music. So this is going to be interesting. It's certainly taken a long time to make this film, and very long time. Didn't think it was going to happen. So this is from director Dean Pariseau, and all right. So yet to fulfill their rock and roll destiny, the stakes are higher than ever for the now middle-aged Bill and Ted, who set out on a new adventure when a visitor from the future warns them that their song can save the universe as we know it. All right.
For the record, 29 years.
29 years. So Todd, being the old bastard among us, you probably saw these in theaters.
I honestly didn't see either of them in theaters.
Really? Yeah. Huh. Why not?
Free subs?
Yeah, just they just didn't.
Well, it's interesting. I technically think I saw the second one, but I was, you know,
I might have saw the second one, but I know I did not see the first home video.
Okay. Wow.
Something else better must have came out that Friday. There must have been a horror title that came out the same day as the first one.
Todd just stayed home and watched Maniac again.
Is that not the perfect night?
I did actually have both the original posters at one point, but I never really had them up. Who out of the three of us, who is the biggest Bill and Ted guy? I'm curious, because it's probably not me.
It's not me.
It's probably out of the three, then it's probably me.
Okay. All right, well, then you take it away first, Todd.
No, I would say I wanted to go first. Okay. I kind of, since I feel like you two should go first because of
all that. Right, I'll go first. So I was concerned when they, I mean, this has been talked about forever. It seemed like Alex Winter at like every convention I'd seen him at. It was always like, I think it's coming. I think it's coming. And it never did. And I started to think, well, I don't know how you would do Bill and Ted as 50 something, mid 50s, I think, at this point. Dudes. It was something that always, I just couldn't.
See, like, what's weird about that, I know what's weird about that, though, is you get people stay in that as they get older. Like, whatever they were at that age seems to be who they are when they're old too. Like,
there's some people like that.
Well, no, and they still use the same language.
I say dude all the time. And
yeah, and like, I know it's funny when Dan tries to say like on fleek and all that shit, it just doesn't work. So
shut up, Todd.
I haven't heard him say that. Thankfully.
I've chastised him. I've chastised him for using modern lingo.
It slaps.
I will be an awesome 55-year-old or however old Keanu Reeves. I'll still have the hat. And yeah. So it's the thing. This hat never goes out of style. So
hey, quit trying to put yourself over, Dan.
You started it. But anyways, so a little bit concerned. I mean, could it capture that tone? I think for the most part it did. But I'm not gonna lie, it didn't blow me away. It really didn't. I love Kristen Schaal and Jillian Bell was in here. A lot of talent in front of this, the camera. I thought it was a bit of a waste of Samara Weaving. I thought the other actress kind of outshined her. Oddly enough, she just didn't have a whole lot to do.
They both had the exact same thing to do, though.
Yeah, she didn't really have like.
I'm gonna have to agree with Dan though, because she had the fucking sway down.
Yeah,
but is that giving her more to do, or is that something more that she did?
Something more she did.
Thank you.
It almost felt like a downgrade considering she's like headlining stuff now. I was just a little, I don't know.
No, hold on, Dan. There's a difference between headlining a Fox Searchlight picture and headlining this picture
with an actual movie star in there.
Yeah,
Keanu.
I love Samantha Weaving, but Ready or Weaver. Not, we've
Samara.
Whatever. Exactly. But I mean, there's a difference between Ready or Not and Bill and Ted 3. I love both. So
Yeah, it just felt like she's getting more high profile, that she would have a little more to do. And again, another, I mean,
Dan, your version of high profile isn't the norm.
I stick to it, God damn it.
I know, but I'm trying to introduce you to the real world.
Excellent.
Not Planet Dan.
God damn it. Anyways, I popped. I mean, it's great seeing William Sadler again. I mean, the sense of fun is there. It's a very late 80s.
But here's the thing. I know Dan's never loved the other ones because they're not sex comedies. And that's what he expected all comedies from that era to be.
So I'm expecting them to just go around in the phone booth, which, you know.
Yes, you totally are. You're still mad they did not go to Caligula.
I'm mad.
I probably would have liked it.
All right, Pugs, what did you think?
So, I'm actually not the biggest Bill and Ted fan. I like them, but they were never my go-to. I can't really say they're stoner comedy, but, you know, they're kind of, they have like a stoner comedy vibe. I always go with like Cheech and Chong or even, dude, Airheads. It's my shit. So,
a slacker comedy, basically.
There you go. That works. But I was expecting it to be way worse than what we got. This movie's actually a whole lot of fun. Like, this one's almost as good as 2, in my opinion, which is my favorite of them. Samara Weaving and young Teddy, whatever her girl's, the other kid, she got that sway down like to a T. That was cool as shit. I love the new robot. I don't know if giving away his name is a spoiler, yeah. So I won't, but he was cool as shit. It was just fun. I like seeing them go meet themselves and have this adventure. It was cool.
Yeah, I'm with you. Here's the thing. While I loved it, it is absolutely a requel. It's gonna age like Jay and Silent Bob reboot, because I loved that when it first came out, but it's not perfect.
I haven't seen it again, but I know I like that one more than this one.
Well, I'll tell you this. When you watch it again, yeah, I agree with that. But I mean, it's let's hit some big spots from the original. Let's make you pop with, okay, this one we had the George Carlin CGI or, you know, which was hologram. Nice. That might be a spoilerish, but we hit big spots from both films. I mean, well, hell's in the commercial, so fucking. That's out there. I mean, it definitely does do a lot of the same things again. Putting a band together again, there's a lot of requel stuff. Well, and I'm fine with that, but I'm just wondering how well it's going to age. There was a couple things, like they explain, like if you know Bogus Journey well enough, you know the movie ends with their sons, Bill and Ted Jr., which is explained in this. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying more for a spoiler. I do have one spoiler thing for later, though. But overall, if you like the first two, it's right in line. And go ahead, Dan. You're chomping at the bits.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Oh, as a tag? All right. I've got to disagree with some of this, because, I mean, the more I've really digested this movie – yeah, there's maybe it'll work for a nostalgia fix, but it's really not great. It's really not great at all.
It could have been way worse, dude. That's what I was, sure.
Shit. Oh yeah, this could have been a complete turd. It's not that bad. I don't think that this works anymore. It just doesn't. And maybe it is the fact that they're older dudes. I know.
You know it is a nostalgia piece. That's the whole thing of this, right?
But you have to at least have some good quality laughs in there, which I don't think this one had. The robot was amusing. I mean,
funny as shit.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I knew going into this, Dan was going to be the turn in the punch bowl, because this really isn't his thing. So
I like the first two movies. I'm not a fanboy for Bill and Ted.
I'm not either, but Dan, I know you well enough to know you were going to be the turn in the punch.
Would you grant me this?
Gave you the issues.
No, already. Would you grant me this?
Wait,
if you are not already a fan of Bill and Ted, would you get anything out of this movie? Because I don't think so.
I think you will, because it is, like I've said the word too many times, it is you don't have to have seen the first two to enjoy it.
I don't know. I have to disagree.
Whereas, if you have not seen any of the Viewaskew universe, Jay and Silent Bob is pointless to watch. Reboot.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
So I think this one stands enough on its own, which is an accomplishment for something that has, you know,
two or three films. I think people just going into it, it's like, why is John Wick being Forrest Gump? And,
well, you know, people who've seen the trailer are going to kind of know what they're going into. I don't think anyone's going to walk into this blind, Dan.
One thing I don't think they'll do it, quite frankly, but, and I'm glad they didn't do too much in this, was like just make the daughters like the headliners, which I was thought like,
that's what they were going with.
I did too, yeah. But without giving too much away, save for spoilers.
Yeah, I thought the screen time would be a little different. So I'm glad they didn't do that.
I totally disagree with Dan, but things I can't list because we're not talking spoilers.
Yeah, we'll get into spoilers. William Sadler's great. I think you could have done a little more with him too, to be honest.
But you know what? If you go back and rewatch, which I did before this, they don't use him a lot in Bogus Journey either. He's barely in that movie. He's just a very memorable character. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, he is. But it's not a disaster, but I don't think it's very good.
Well, I'll go first since I'm going to. Whereas, see, I think the other two are probably fours. They're not masterpieces, but I have a hell of fun time with them. I'm putting this one on par. It might be a little under, but I'm keeping it at four.
Right on.
Pugs?
I am a three. It is very enjoyable. It's not a masterpiece, but like if you're into this stuff, this will tickle your fancy. I think so.
I'm a two. It might make you smile, some of you, but it's really not very good, and I don't think it's going to stand up well on second viewings, even for the fans.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Well, it's not a day later. I mean, you know.
That's not true. I notice things the more times I watch them. So.
But, yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm a two. Not to kill your childhoods, but I'm a two. All right. Spoiler talk time. So if you do not wish for this to be ruined, now would be the time to bow out and pick up where you left off once you see the movie. And before you do that, remember to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. We appreciate it very, very
much. Why do you start doing this once I already have the spoiler tag up?
I just did a quick thing, Todd. All right, spoilers now. Letting them, you know, some people are slow.
But I have the spoiler. You literally said, okay, we're going to do spoilers now. And then you do the fucking send-off. You do the fucking send-off, then you do the spoilers. How hard is that?
My bad. All right, spoiler.
Well, I feel like a dumbass when I throw up the spoiler warning when you're still talking about other shit.
You're not being excellent to me, Todd. All right. So, all right. Well, what spoiler thoughts did you guys have?
I fucking love the robot. Was it Danny? Oh, fucking, I can't remember Dennis. His last name. Dennis. McSome shit. I love that actor. I think he's going to
be Dennis. Dennis Caleb McCoy. Caleb, I can never say that. I know the word. C-A-L-E-B.
Caleb.
God damn it. Dennis Caleb McCoy.
That guy fucking rules. I want just a solo movie of him. And then the stinger at the end was pretty cool.
Okay. I'm going to go straight to the end because they fixed a loophole. Or they fixed something that's always bothered me. The music, when they go to the future, and Bill and Ted sounds nothing like the music they play at the end of Bill and Ted Bogus Journey. So the fact that the daughters are the ones who did the music and there's no lyrics sound exactly like the kind of music that we hear in the first one. So they kind of fix that where they never explicitly say it, but the last one, the God Made Rock and Roll song ends it, which doesn't really make sense if you think of it. Going back to the first one. So that, like I said, tightened that up. And the Bill and Ted Jr. thing. So they explained very quickly that was a nickname. Because when they come back in Bogus Journey at the end, they both have babies. Bill Jr., Ted Jr. So they didn't fuck up continuity, which I was worried about. Now, two things. One, we all knew they weren't going to be dropping the F-bomb. We'll just say that. Which I would have popped if they did. But this movie needed to be in theaters, and I'll tell you exactly why. They did one gag that does not work unless you see it in a theater. Because it's just like Friday the 13th, when you see the MasterCard floating in the water, they knew. When he says the phone number, and he says 69, someone in the audience was going to yell 69. Because they don't say it in the movie other than when they read the number. And they kind of give, and they do. And it's the same logic as someone in that theater is going to yell it out. So I noticed that, and I was like, that's what they were going for, and now they're not going to get it.
So I think I even said it out loud when I was watching it.
And that was the point, and that was the joke on that. And I was like, fuck, that sucks. So, and then, like, fucking them visiting, I don't know, dance. I was fucking dying. When they're visiting their future selves, every time it escalated.
They're prisoner guys.
Yes.
Another spinoff by one. Bill and Ted go to jail.
Something worse could happen to that robot if it was an R-rated movie.
So, I don't know. I don't know where Dan is on it, but yeah, there was a lot to like.
I might have, at best, it made me smile a couple times, but it just, and I mean, it was cool.
And this is my argument with Dan all the time. He's like, well, horror movies have to be seen in theater. Action movies have to. Oh, but not that stupid Rebel Wilson comedy or whatever he uses as shit talk. Comedies are also communal. When a group of people are together and laughing, it increases your enjoyment. So you sure. Using it to dismiss other genres as being a film snob annoys me. And this is the reason why.
It's ranting on Dandy.
I told you I'm gonna be nice to you today.
I wanted to like it more. I actually thought it was pretty funny at the beginning with the step bomb and all that. That I thought was pretty funny bringing her back. But it just never. I don't know. I feel like you could have done more when you were visiting the historical figures. It's. I'm probably due to revisit the other two again, because I don't know, maybe I'll watch those and just think, they don't hold up like Todd.
That's what I'm saying. They're all on par. So if you don't like, I think you're gonna have an issue. I do want to say
but I don't know.
I do want to say props for actually bringing the same actress back for Missy. I was kind of unsure if they were, although they did have to upgrade the wives.
That's messed up, but true.
Well, I mean, what's her name? I mean, I know it's such a fucking Hollywood sexist thing, but I mean, what's her name? Diane Franklin.
We can't have Keanu Reeves with an age appropriate woman. What are you talking about?
Men age like wine, women age like milk. Just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing it out there.
Send your letters to Pugs.
You know what's funny? If Kruger and family are listening to it, you're going to be the shit on this one.
Yes. I'm not the asshole anymore, Pugs.
Don't get brave, Dan. I'll think for one episode.
But let's be real. This is probably the one they skip. So he'll never know. If you know, let us know.
I would have said bring back the same women.
I would have been okay with it, but they had such a bigger role. I'm kind of okay that they didn't.
You know what's really bizarre, too, and I just had this thought. I mean, obviously, we're not seeing Alex Winter in, 100 movies since Bill and Ted. Like,
well, he's been directing.
Yeah. I mean, he's done stuff. But
so does Smith.
Keanu looks older in this than John Wick, where he doesn't
feel old
at all. He just looks,
I'll tell you
can
exactly
see it.
What it is. Exactly what it is. It's the hair. Old people with long hair do not look right.
He has long hair in John Wick. I just think they did it on purpose. They aged him up a little bit.
Yeah, his hair, it's the way it is, though.
That it could be. I was like, you know what? He's, I mean, I'm great shape, but he's looking his age in this. While with John Wick, and maybe that's just the, snapping people's necks and killing them with pins and all this shit.
And it's a different kind of long hair, because he just has his hair slicked straight back, and it's not as long. I think that's probably his actual hair, where this is a wig.
Yeah.
I would like to have him like throw Alex Winters a fucking role if he wants to in the like the last John Wick movie.
That would be kind of funny. I don't know if you just have him like kill him or if he's like just a like a friendly assassin
I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I was gonna say same thing. Like, why can't Norman Reedus get Sean Patrick Flannery on Walking Dead? Flannery's better than him anyways. But I wanted to like this more. I don't even think I'm going to get it. I might like it less on the second viewing, to be honest. I don't think this is a second watch. I mean, two's generous, and I just... Yeah. They could have done something. I mean, I don't know. Jimi Hendrix, that was cool, but even like the musicians, I feel like they could have come up with something funnier. I don't know.
You're fucking Beethoven, dude. Like,
yeah.
I know. Dan asked the fantasy book everything.
I got it. Last spot.
See, what did I just fucking say? He asked the fantasy book everything. Wrap it up so we can get the fuck out of here.
Since they had a hell theme, they should have had crossover and had John Lovitz in the tree somewhere, like show up in the Bill and Ted universe. Little Nicky crossover.
All right. He's done. I muted him. He's not allowed anymore. That's it. All right. Well, that's it for tonight's show because Dan got muted.
I'm the same. Wish you Maxwell.
Peace out. All that good shit.
Fiddler hands.
All right. Heil Shine.